On the line now, back from Texas, we got Freddie P. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, good morning, fellows. Good to be back with you.
How are you? How was your trip?
The trip was great. I'm fine. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm not fine. I'm a few pounds heavier. I'm a few pounds heavier because the trip was great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You enjoyed yourself in all areas. Now, what made you decide Texas? Do you and your wife basically look at a map these days and go, okay, we haven't been there. Let's try that out.
Well, that's basically it, my friend Craig. You know, we for years did the all-inclusive Dominican, well, you name an island, we were there. The all-inclusive where you go park your ass for a week and bake in the sun and eat in the same restaurants every night and drink too much and eat too much and get sunburned. Well, we just sort of we outgrew that. We didn't enjoy doing that anymore, and you know, the sun's not very good for you, especially as you get older. So we just decided to do these tour trips some years ago. And, you know, we've done California and we've done, of course, Florida, as everyone has. And then Memphis and Nashville and, you know, those types of tours. We've done Europe a couple of times. You know, historical trips, walking trips. You know, you get up in the morning, you throw on the runners and you'll walk.
Any cities that you've been to that have stood out?
Well, yes, Austin, Texas, most recently, a great little city. You know, it's interesting, Dallas, we were there for a couple of days on a weekend, and Dallas is one of those typical American cities where nobody lives downtown.
Right.
So from Friday afternoon until Monday morning, it's a ghost town. Very clean, nice city, but no people. In fact, a couple of times, me and my wife and our travel partners, Darren and Lori, we felt we were in some kind of a movie where the city had been evacuated. As far as we could see up these long streets, we were the only people on the streets. It was weird.
Now, when you go to a state like Texas, do you automatically do a lot of the touristy stuff? Like you'll find the old Ewing Ranch from Dallas, or do you just like to mosey around?
I didn't get that cheesy. In Dallas, went to see the Rangers and the Yankees at the ballpark at Arlington, because I like to do that when I'm in cities that have ballparks that I've never been to. Plus, where that ballpark is, it's the same sort of complex where the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium is, so I got to have a look at that, and boy, I'll tell you, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's a beast.
But my main reason for going to Dallas was to do all the President Kennedy stuff, and that was very chilling. So stand on the grassy knoll and see where the limousine, drove down Elm Street there, and there's X's on the actual road where the shots were fired, and then you get to tour the Texas Book Depository, which was very compelling. I've always had an interest in that, so many others have, and to actually be there and stand there and experience it was pretty cool.
Now, that's good that you and your wife and your travel partners are willing to be adventurous that way. I think a lot of times people, when they do have the money to take a vacation, they want to get away from everything, they want to relax, and they don't want to think about anything. So that's why I think a lot of people immediately go to the all-inclusive, because you can basically, as you say, just throw your arse in a lounger and sit there for a week. Whereas when you do go to a city or to a state, if you're going to Dallas or wherever and roaming around, you've got to have the ability to get up every day and plan the day and figure out what you're doing. And if you're driving, find your way around. And I think a lot of people can find that incredibly stressful.
I guess, but as I say, I have friends in my age, middle-aged people that, for whatever reason, never got to travel a lot in their younger years. They're just doing the all-inclusive things now, and they think it's fabulous, for the very reasons that you said. I've just moved on from that. I don't enjoy that anymore. I did it too much. Those GPS machines are the greatest things ever invented.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because, you just take one of those, you punch in your next destination, and you're gone. Although a couple of times I wanted to pound the thing because it gave me directions, too late.
Right. And, recalculating.
That could be stressful because it could cause a freaking accident. But anyway, that's, and you do your research before you go so you have some idea what you want to do and where you want to go. In Austin, Texas, it was great because, it is a people city. People live in the city center, and they have this place called Sixth Street with all these neat bars and restaurants, and they want to. And they're building themselves now as the live music capital of the world, so that was a lot of fun. At the same time, while we're there, we found out there was this bridge. It was called the I forget the name of this bridge. but there was this natural phenomenon. The way they built it, bats love to get up and under it because there's all these crevices, and the climate is just perfect. The humidity is perfect. So every night at dusk, like 3 or 4 million bats fly out from under this bridge, and you stand there on the bridge and watch this phenomenon happen, and that's quite fascinating to see something like that. Yeah, that's better than laying in a lounge.
Yeah. Sure.
No, the video's great on your website, too, of all the bats coming out.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then there's San Antonio with the river walk and the Alamo, and, cool stuff, fellas. Educational.
It's a big world out there, Freddie. You just got to go look at it a little bit. Now,
well, that's it.
Now, you've been doing this for a while, so maybe someone who's thinking, certainly as we get into the summer, about planning some kind of trip, if they want to go off and be a bit adventurous, before you took off to Texas, were you online at certain websites, or is there kind of a certain routine you follow before you take a trip that you might be able to suggest to someone?
Well, we've been to, like, New Orleans, we were there 1 year exactly before Katrina. As I say, Memphis, Nashville, I've done Atlanta, that whole, you know, New York City is a fabulous place to visit, Chicago. I mean, these are all places reachable from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A couple of days in the car and you're at any one of these places, right? So
right.
I know the price of gas is expensive, but, you know, if you want to avoid one of those get on a plane and expensive trips, you can do this.
But do you go to like...
That's what I do. I just pick a spot and then, you know, Google's a wonderful thing. You Google the area and then you just read up on it and you're very prepared before you arrive.
No.
How do you book hotels and such? Do you go to, like, Hotwire, or do you just go to the regular hotel website, or do you check in when you get there?
Well, here's the thing. I don't like paying in advance, so I use some of those websites, and then I see the hotel, and then I check it all out, and then I look at the great price it's being offered. Then I phone the hotel directly. They give me a price that's usually above the website, and then I say, I'd really like to come to your hotel. Can you match your online price? And then often, right there, they'll go online, see what the price is, and say, yes, sir, we can match that. But you don't have to pay up front. You just reserve, and you have a 24-hour cancellation agreement.
See, that's a great tip, because I've been huge on those travel websites. And when we went to Boston and Chicago and did the walk-around thing there, that's how I booked the whole thing. And to this point, I've never had a problem. I found when I went to Boston, something that we did that I had never done before was I bought the trolley pass that a lot of big cities offer,
mm-hmm.
where you can get on and off their buses at all the little destinations, and you can have it for a couple of days, and it's perfect. Because if you're driving around a new city, like when we went to Boston, I'd spend all my time, worried about missing a left or a right and banging into the car in front of me. So walking around a city and using that trolley seems to be a good way to go, too.
Well, same thing. Like, I drove into Dallas, but you never move the van, right? Unless we were going to the outskirts
sure.
or something. Same with Austin. Never moved the vehicle. San Antonio definitely never moved the vehicle, but that you're right. I do the same thing. And when I've traveled to Europe, I always rent a car because I like to drive in Europe. I find it very challenging and interesting to do that.
So where have you...
In those countries when you're driving on the opposite side of the street. But again, in the cities, and in Europe, the cities, their transit is so cheap and reasonable, like it should be in North America,
yeah.
that it's just, it makes economic sense to do it that way.
Now, where have you traveled in Europe, Fred?
Oh, I've been to England, France, and Greece, and Italy, and Switzerland, and Germany, and...
Wow, not bad.
I didn't know you'd done all that, Freddie. I didn't know you were so worldly.
Well, my last trip a couple of years ago was in Italy, and then up through Austria, and then out of Germany, and it was a fabulous trip.
I'll have to get some tips off of you, because the lovely Maria and I are planning, hopefully, we're looking towards doing something next summer, and taking our two boys, and Maria's never been to Italy, the homeland for her. I've never been to England, where my mom is from. So we talk about maybe either flying to England and then driving through France and down to Italy and seeing her family in northern Italy, making our way down through Italy, or maybe landing in Italy and driving up then in, you know, through Turin and into France mm-hmm. and off to England. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of things you could do, but maybe you can give me those tips at some point, Freddie.
Well, listen, I could give you, I still have my itineraries. For our 25th anniversary, what we did is we flew to England and we stayed with my wife's parents, or not parents, but relatives for about 4 days. And then we flew to France and then we flew over to Greece. And that was a great holiday. I'm not sure I'd want to be driving from England to Italy. I don't know if that's the way to go. Again, when you're over there, the little hopper planes from country to country are very cheap as well. Mm. So it almost makes sense to just do that and then get a car where you are and then drive around the area, you know?
Very good,
cool,
Freddie.
Cool, very cool.
You know what? We're going to have to start a new feature here on The Rock. Freddie's World Travels.
Travels with Freddie.
Yeah.
Fun, yes, you know, I drove a car in, we arrived at Heathrow Airport in London, England, and we got a car, and of course it was on the opposite side of the steering wheel, which means you're shifting, you know, the gear shift with the opposite hand.
Right.
And I started going down this road around Heathrow Airport, and I was going the wrong way in a one-way.
Yeah.
So then I tried to do a three-point turn. I couldn't get it in reverse.
Yeah.
And I backed up traffic at Heathrow Airport. Like, you would not believe. Buses, cars, people honking at me. Finally, I get out of the car, and I'm standing there, like, raising my hands in the air. Like, I couldn't get this thing in reverse.
Oh, and does someone come and help you finally?
Yeah, finally this guy came and helped me. And he looked at me like I was an idiot. I said, I can't get it in reverse. So he just sort of pushes down on the gear shift and shifts it the opposite way that you would in North America. Oh, yeah, that was something else.
Damn stupid tourist. All right, Freddie. Well, it's good to have you back, and it's great to have you on The Rock. And as always, we continue to read CanadianThinker.com.
Boys, I'm loving you.